Hi, welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, your host, and I'm so glad to be back. Today, I have so much to talk about. I've had so many great experiences over the last couple of days, which I just love to share. I had my EMDR supervision training, which as a therapist, that is a type of training for people that have had suffered any kind of post-traumatic stress disorder. And using a light bar or pulsers, you know, it is kind of a technique to help people really come through any kind of trauma. So if anyone out there is suffering, you know, that is one mode of treatment that you might want to consider. It's very helpful. It's very powerful. And, you know, it is a great way to really clean out and clear out any trauma that you might still be having, being affected by. So if you have any post-traumatic stress where you're getting flashbacks or you're just having a hard time moving through the trauma that you have endured, that this is a technique that is really helpful. Learning how to do it and practicing and helping people move through their trauma is really a gift to help people see that it really works and that they do often feel much, much better. It's not an easy mode of therapy because it's painful. You know, you have to kind of throw yourself back into the trauma, and with the help of watching the light bar or holding these pulsers, it helps to kind of reintegrate your memories so that when you do think about this event that has happened, it just doesn't hold the emotions anymore. So it's almost as if you could equate it to like root canal, clearing out all those emotions that are toxic and causing any kind of pain. So it's a great technique and I would highly recommend it. If you have any questions about it, you know, feel free to email me at janicesmart40@yahoo.com. I can see if I can refer you to people that do that kind of treatment. Or if you just have any questions about it, look it up on YouTube. It's really, really valuable. One of the techniques that we use if people are getting upset or too anxious is called the butterfly hug, which I just wanted to tell people about because it is very comforting. And basically what you do is you just put your hands like this and then you just tap like a butterfly. So you go like that. And it's very relaxing and it's very calming. So just one little technique for you if you're feeling anxious or upset or having any kind of reaction in your life, that is a technique that really helps. So that is the therapy portion of the Wisdom of Your Soul. I love blending spirit work with, you know, my practice, and I continue to learn things as a therapist. And I love to immerse myself into the spiritual psychic world because I feel like I had a lot to catch up on and a lot to learn. Being a therapist for all these years and not really being a psychic or a medium or really understanding spirituality very much, you know, I love to continue to learn. So I love to read and I love to do these workshops. So I had a great opportunity this weekend to go to a fundraiser where Paul Young, who wrote The Shack, was there and did a talk. And he's amazing. And if you haven't read that book, I would highly recommend it. It's about spirit and, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful book. Or you can see the movie, either one. I would really recommend it. And then on Sunday, I went to a psychic boot camp with Laura Lynn and Laura Lynn Jackson, and that was a lot of fun. So, and you meet really great people. That's the fun part, is that on the spiritual journey, people that are doing these workshops and these groups are really people that are working on themselves and really trying very hard to get out of that ego mind. So I hear a lot of people saying that they feel lonely or they don't have friends. I would highly recommend, you know, doing these kind of workshops. You'll meet the most beautiful people, people that are really working very, very hard to let the essence of who they are, to let their soul out. And it's a wonderful way to connect. And I've met the most beautiful friends in my you know, psychic circles and mediumship circles and so many people. And I feel so blessed to have such beautiful friendships. And you know, so you can have that as well. So just another little tip there. But I did want to talk a little bit about what Paul Young had talked about. One of the main things that really hit me, that really struck me, was he just said this one thing. And I mean, he said many amazing things, but this one thing that he said really affected me. He said, you know, in life, you know, we have the opportunity to help each other expose the lies that we believe. And I just thought that was a phenomenal thought, because yes, we are taught so many things about ourselves that are just out and out lies. You know, a lot of the not good enoughs, that I'm not good about this, I'm not good enough at this, I'm not good enough for that. And so we're taught that, unfortunately, by our families. We're taught that by society. And then we teach ourselves that, you know, all, we reinforce all of that by the lies that we believe about ourselves. And whether someone had planted that seed of that lie of you're lazy or you, somehow you're not good enough, those are the lies that we carry forth in our life. And when somebody else validates that, and so say it's the lie of you're lazy, and maybe your parents have said that to you. You know, we believe many, many things about ourselves that are just not true. And we just don't even challenge or question that. So, but people in our lives do. So when you're with a good friend and you say something about yourself, and you, or you put yourself down, your friend might catch it and say, hey, that's not nice. Why are you talking like that about yourself? You know, and that is their soul, their spirit coming to our rescue to expose these lies like Paul Young was talking about. And that's what we have to do. We have to continue to expose the lies that we say to ourselves and also the lies that we say about other people. And we can do it for ourselves. And the more we do it for ourselves, the more we can do it for other people. So as I've gotten really good at not believing my ego anymore and moving out of my ego, my life has become so full and happy, and I'm having many more experiences and really challenging those lies that I've said to myself. And, you know, it's dramatically changed my life. So my, you know, motivation to do even these shows is to help you do the same, because I know the pain that those lies cause. And I know how trapped and how tunnel visioned you can get in those lies. And I can too. And still at times I need the help of spirit, or I need the help of a friend to expose the lie that I'm now believing of myself. And it's beyond helpful. It's so helpful. So as a an exercise, what I want you to do is I want you to write down all the things that you don't like about yourself, all the things that are behind I am not good enough. So when you think to yourself, I am not good enough, what comes up for you? You know, it's hard to do a list of all the things that we like about ourselves. So let's expose and really dive into what we don't like about ourselves and write it down. You know, I'm not good enough because I don't make enough money, because I'm not pretty enough, because I'm not thin enough, because I don't have a lot of friends, or because I'm not in a relationship, or because I don't have, you know, big, huge house, you know. So write all the reasons, all the statements, you know, that you have been saying to yourself of why you're not good enough. And really, we want to look at each one of those and really give examples of, okay, how has this lie perpetuated in my life? How have I decided that this statement, I am not good enough because, you know, I was told that I was lazy and sometimes I do like to just hang out and watch Netflix all day. How have I perpetuated that lie, and at what cost? You know, what has it done to me? You know, has it made me feel good about myself and inspired about myself? Or is it just, you know, ripping a little piece of me away, piece by piece? So after you do that, I really want you to look at, and want you to keep that list around, because that's your mantras. That's what you've been saying to yourself most of your life. I'm not good enough because of these things. and that's all you've been kind of saying to yourself and living by and creating from. So we really want to get to the root of them. And it really matters. It matters to see what you have been saying to yourself so that you can bring it to the light and dispel it and really not believe it anymore. And we need a lot of help with that. We need a lot of help with from our friends, our family, and mostly from our spiritual support system. The psychic boot camp I went to with Laura Lynn Jackson, she was talking about how we have this, psychic support system. And I've always felt that since I've connected more to my spirit, that I feel this great support system. And even Paul Young talked about it. You know, he talked about that no matter what you're going through, you're never alone, that you have this spiritual support system, whether you want to label it as God or Buddha or your guides or your angels, you're never, never alone. So whatever experience you're going through, you're not alone in that experience. And that can help us so, so much because when we're going through things and we feel alone, then, you know, we tend to be very hard on ourselves. And even, you know, we're not able to get ourselves out of it as quick as when we realize we're not alone. So I've gotten in the habit, you know, of really feeling like that there are people on either side of me, in front of me, in back of me, and above me, whether it's angels, guides, anybody in spirit, God is all around me always. And feeling that and recognizing that is an amazing thing to do for yourself. If you want to feel that wisdom from your soul and you want to feel, that support, you know, try envisioning, you know, all of your spirit guides and angels around you. And you won't feel lonely. And you just all you have to do is say, you know, I want to feel, the essence of my soul, and I want to feel everyone who's around me, and just let that in for yourself. It's really, really important because it makes tackling that list a lot easier. You know, when we're in our ego and we look at that list, we just say, oh, yeah, you know, that's me. I'm not good enough. Everything on that list is true. And maybe in the world of form and maybe in the world of material, maybe it is true to some degree, but do we want to live our lives based on these notions that the world has given us and makes quite a bit of money off of? You know, we have to really look at that. You know, our not enoughness is certainly money producing, you know, whether it's beauty, fashion, money, you know, it just is kind of the way of this world. So we want to combat that a little bit. So I'll say to my clients all the time, even if you want to believe that these things are true, and even if you feel like they're partially true, that's okay. But we don't want to let those thoughts take us over. We don't want to give them so much weight. In the workshop with Laura Lynn Jackson, she said something which I thought was really interesting. I never heard it quite put that way. When we're having negative thoughts, a lot of people will say, we'll try to block them, try to move out of them. And all these different things will work at different times. And I think you have to have a very full toolbox, because to combat the ego, we need a lot of tools in there. And what she said was, when you're having negative thoughts, talk over them. Just talk over them. So if you're having a thought, well, I'm not good enough, you know, I'm really not a good psychic, or I'm not really a good medium, or I'm a terrible therapist, or whatever is coming to your mind, to just talk over it and say something that you can take in, and something that's opposite of those thoughts. Like, I love helping people, and through helping people, I do my best. I love connecting psychically because it's so much fun and it's magical, and I do my best. I connect to the world of spirit to help heal people, and that's not an exact science, and I do my best is much better than maybe some of the other statements that we say to ourselves. So talk over, you can talk over your thoughts if you want to. That's just another tool for our toolbox. I tend to like to shelve my thoughts and move out of them and do something else. That really works pretty well for me. But I, when she said that, I also like that too, because sometimes I don't even know that I'm in my thoughts and I'm starting to not feel so good. And I'm like, what's going on? And I didn't even realize, like, automatically my thoughts are playing. Automatically they're running and they're creating something in me that's not feeling very good. So when that happens, I can just talk to myself. I'm doing so good today. I'm having a great day. You know, I have a half a day off, so I get to, you know, catch up on what I have to do, and I get a chance to watch my favorite TV shows and reach out and talk to my sister and, you know, connect with people that maybe I haven't had time to during the busy week. So, you know, that is instantly going to make me feel better, much better than, oh boy, you know, I have a half a day and here comes this week and it's jam-packed with clients and readings and so much. And then I'm overwhelming myself. So, you know, seeing what we do to ourselves, really tuning in to our soul and our spirit really helps us to see exactly what we're doing to ourselves. And our soul and our spirit is always going to encourage us to, you know, to not talk that way to ourselves. So I would take one thing off of your list, just one thing today. I'm not good enough because, and then ask, you know, your guides and spirits that are around you, ask them to help you with it. Just ask them to help you with it. And you don't have to do anything, you know, just ask them, you know, send me the people or the books or the YouTube videos. Send me something that dispels this lie, because, you know, I think this isn't true about me, and I have been believing this my entire life. I think a lot of times, you know, I see a lot of college students in therapy, and a lot of time I feel like I'm just validating to them that what they think and what they feel is okay. Like, they feel for some reason that who they are is just wrong. You know, it's wrong for them to be who they are. And once they hear from me, oh, that's normal, you know, everybody thinks that, or, well, that's completely normal, I can see the relief that comes over their face. And sometimes with these college students, I only have to see them one or two times, because they're isolated and they've been thinking all these terrible, terrible things about themselves because they're not talking intimately with other people. You know, there's a very superficial talk with some people, so they're not really talking about what's on their mind and what they're struggling with. So they feel very alone in their thoughts and feeling like, oh, I have really crazy thoughts. That must mean I'm crazy. So come to find they're not crazy, that we all have crazy thoughts, and our thoughts, just like our digestion, happens to us. So we don't have to take them personally, and we don't have to be responsible for them. So if a bad thought comes into your mind, you can just say, wow, I don't know where I picked that one up. But I'm shelving that because I don't believe in that. That's an awful thing to think. Why did that come into my mind? And there's a variety of reasons why thoughts can come into our mind. They can come into our mind because, you know, maybe we've just been fearful or feeling negative. They can come in. Or sometimes wherever you are, you're walking into some thought forms from other people. You know, if you're around a lot of other people and you're starting to not feel so good, you could be picking up on their negative thoughts. So you're not responsible for other people's negative thoughts. But the most important thing for us all to realize is that we all have them, and they happen to us. We don't create them. Where we have some say is that adding to, like Laura was talking about, we can talk over them. We can develop mantras for ourselves. We can read beautiful spiritual books. We can read poetry. We can do art. There's so many avenues for us all to stay out of this low-level negativity and low-level thinking, if we truly, truly want to. And I know for a lot of my clients get mad at me because they're like, no, you know, I don't have control over what I think, and I don't have control over that, and you're not understanding. And all I can do is say to them, you know, I just don't think that you have to believe the thoughts that are coming into your mind. And I don't want you to believe those thoughts because it's causing you too much pain. But sometimes people are not ready to hear that. It sounds like a very simple answer to a very torturous way of being when you believe the thoughts that come into your mind. So I think for some people, it takes a really long time for them to get this idea that we are not what we think. And the more we can move out of our thoughts, the more we move into our spirit and our soul, which is inside of us. And the more we move into that, that's when we hit upon our wisdom. That's when we start to connect to our spiritual gifts. That's when you can feel your guides and you can feel the abundance that lives within you. But you can't feel that, you know, when you're in these thoughts that are putting you down and criticizing you, criticizing the world, criticizing other people. You're not going to be able to feel your soul or spirit energy because it's so blocked. It's just blocked. And that's why we do need other people in our lives to remind us, like all these spiritual speakers and all these wonderful books that are out there to remind us that there is another way to be, that we do not have to believe the lies that we have been taught, the lies that we hear about ourselves, the lies that we've created. We've created our own lies. We just don't have to believe them, you know? I mean, I know some people, they think because they're single that something's wrong with them, you know, that they're defective because they're single, instead of just embracing the time by themselves and saying, you know what, this is what my soul wants for me right now. Right now, my soul wants me to spend some time to really sink into myself and maybe work on, you know, getting rid of some of these lies so that I can feel the true essence of who I am before you move into a relationship, sharing who you are with another person. You know, sometimes being in a relationship is so, so distracting that you miss the opportunity to work on yourself. So if you're single, you know, use this time to start your spiritual journey and to go within and to write your list of all the things, of all the reasons why you feel you're not good enough. And then asking your soul, your spirit, all your guides that are around you, and then all the people in your life to come to you to help, you know, dispel them one at a time. And I'm telling you, if you take one a week, you will get signs from the universe, from people that will help you to believe that that's no longer true about you. No matter what evidence that you have against yourself that it is true, and you have quite a list. Because when I talk to people and they say, I'm not good enough because, and I start to try to challenge that a little bit, they come up with quite a list of reasons why I'm not good enough is true. And I have to actually ask them, can we just put that aside, you know, and get to the reasons of who you really, truly, truly are? And that is not an easy thing to do because we're so ingrained. It's so ingrained in us, this negativity, and because our minds, that's just kind of how they work, almost like dreams. A lot of our dreams are negative, you know, because they're working out the day and our anxieties. So a lot of our dreams can be negative, which doesn't surprise me because a lot of our thoughts are negative. So if we know that going in, we know we have work to do. We know that we need a complete, huge toolbox of things to get us away from believing that the computer of our mind that has this horrible negative virus has taken over. And we want to move out of it. We want to shut the computer off. We want to totally shut it off. And the way we shut it off is to do things you love to do and to get back into life. And not let these thoughts take your life away, take your moments away, and take who you are away. And it's not easy, and it's still not easy for me. You know, I have to ask spirit all the time to help me remove fear, you know, to help me to be brave and courageous and to know that they're by my side and to help me move out of the I'm not good enough feelings so that I can continue to do my videos, so that I can continue to do readings, so that I can continue to be the therapist that I want to be. It is not easy. It's not easy being a human person, and it's not easy living with this mind that produces one lie after the other. If you're not feeling good, you have totally believed something about you that is not true. And that's when I connect to my soul energy and my spirit energy, they're just like, oh boy, have you gotten yourself wrong? You know, you are so much more than you could ever imagine. And you're pure love and you're pure abundance. And there's nothing, there's you can't take away from perfection. So if we're perfect, there is no, I'm not good enough. I'm not enough because we're perfect. So it would be like saying a diamond, you know, that the diamond, there's something wrong with the diamond, which we do because diamonds can have flaws and we can focus on that a little bit. So, you know, we can find our way into that ego so easily, and we just don't want to. We don't want to do that. We want to embrace the fact that we are perfect, and there is nothing in the world that can make us not good enough, except when we believe the mind, you know, we're powerful, powerful creators. We get to create our lives. So are you creating from your ego or are you creating from your spirit? That's always the question. What are you creating from? And, you know, you want to take that step away from creating from the ego, which is insatiable. You're not ever going to have enough, be enough, look good enough, have enough money. That's just the ego. Do we really want to continue creating from our ego? I think not. I don't think we do want that because it brings so much pain to all of us. We want to create from our soul, from our spirit, which knows that we're whole and complete and we have gifts that we want to share. And when we connect, that's when we can allow those gifts to come forth. You know, people that, you know, are amazing artists are really connecting to their soul energy. People that sing and write beautiful music are connecting to their soul energy. So that's what the energy that we want to create from. So no matter what profession you have, no matter what you're doing in your life, it doesn't matter. There's no judgment. It's sort of like everything you do matters, but nothing matters. So we make much, much more of things than we have to. But if we stick with that simple path of doing what we love to do and helping ourselves out of the mind, we're going to be in much, much better shape than what we've been doing by living out the ego. So I hope this helps. Like I said, Paul Young is somebody definitely, if he comes to your town, go listen to him speak. He's so, so inspiring and very, very touching, heartfelt presentation he did. And I would highly recommend you reading his book. And also, I would highly recommend you watching the movie The Shack. Also, with Laura Lynn Jackson, I would definitely recommend her book, The Light Between Us. And I would also recommend her book on signs, because she really teaches you how to incorporate signs with the spirit world, with your guides, angels. And it's a very, very good, easy book to understand. You know, Laura was a teacher for many, many years. And she was so cute yesterday in her workshop. You know, she had all of her notes and she's very teacher-like. And I could see the teacher in her. So she did a beautiful job. The workshop was wonderful. And I always learn something from each workshop. This is Toast, my cat, who's sitting on my lap, joined us for a little bit. So again, I would highly recommend you taking workshops or just doing the things that you love to do. You know, so if you love art, take a workshop. You know, there's always something to learn. You know, I take workshops that are beginner workshops, because I know even though I feel like I've been doing this for a while, I'm still a beginner and I always learn something from somebody. So I think that that's a very, very important thing to keep learning from each other and from other people's experiences is so, so important. So when somebody's, saying to you, I don't agree with that lie that you're telling yourself, or they tell you how wonderful you are in some way, take note of that. You know, that is spirit, your soul, trying to bombard you with messages that are the truth of you. You know, those are the messengers. Those are the angels, the earth angels that come to us to say, you know what, you know, you're really a great person and thank you so much for being there for me. That's really what we need to hear of more and more. We all need to be more in our soul and our spirit so we can be the messengers to everybody, for ourselves and other people, so that we don't have to live in the tyranny of the ego. It's just really not a great place for any of us to be. And it's just not true. The ego isn't true. Anything you say to yourself that's negative or hurtful, anything that my soul, my spirit, my guides keep telling me, anything that I say to myself that's slightly negative, even a teeny bit negative, they just don't agree with. They will give me 1,000 reasons why the thing that I just said about myself is not true. And I'll have to say, when you listen to your soul and your spirit and you hear that wisdom, you believe it. You know, that's when you really believe it. Because once you know something, you can't unknow it. So that's really, really helpful for all of us. So keep looking to dispel all those things that you have on your list. Go through each one. Ask for your soul, your spirit, your guides, your angels to help you. You know, really dispel each one of them. And then just see how your day goes and see how you feel and feel the abundance of you. Okay, so I hope that helps. And again, if you have any questions or thoughts or comments, please email me at janicemart40@yahoo.com. I also do a mediumship online course if anyone's interested in that. I would love to have you join us. It's such a great course, and we all learn together. So I hope to see you there too. All right, so have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.